Hello to everybody out there in Audio Boo Land. I do hope this weekend has been good to you all, as it has been to me. Just to warn you, I do have a few boos coming up that I will be posting, so you might be inundated with a bunch of audio from Gwent Lian. So I do apologize for that, but I think it is material that would be of interest to many of you. I just had an absolutely glorious day, and I feel very blessed, in fact, to have had this day, and I wanted to share it with everybody who is interested. First of all, I had a few really nice days with my friend Kim, whom I always enjoy visiting. I was going to go home yesterday, but then we were having such a good time that I decided, oh heck, I'll just wait and go home this morning. I had to take a cab home, unfortunately, because I couldn't get a ride, and I had way too much stuff to carry on the bus. I bought a lot of stuff while she and I were out shopping, and then also I had my computer with me and a big bag of clothing and such, so I knew I couldn't get all that home by myself. So I had to take a cab, but that was okay. Yes, so I spent a very nice time with her. Yesterday we didn't do a whole lot, but we read part of a really good book. If you're into mystery and suspense stories, you should absolutely go for it. It's called Alfred Hitchcock's Tales to Take Your Breath Away. And they are very good stories, I must say. They're all selected by Alfred Hitchcock, but by various authors, most of whom are quite famous. Yeah, so I wanted to go to church this morning because we're just getting back into our liturgical schedule after the summer break, and today was our welcome back day and our parish picnic. So, I just, luckily got home in time to throw my stuff in the house and, run off to church. Now, something really special happened at church today that I was totally not expecting. I meant to dress up, as I usually do for church, but the thing is that I didn't have a whole lot of time, so I really couldn't. And I kind of felt badly, especially in light of what happened at church, but, oh well, I don't think anybody minded. I am a member of the discipleship committee there, and today was a day on which a number of new Sunday school teachers and Bible study teachers were commissioned. So all the members of the discipleship committee were asked to come forward and extend the right hand of fellowship to all the newly commissioned volunteers. And so I was one of the people that had to do that. And it was really cool. I mean, it was just, I don't know, I felt like I was part of something really important, and it was very special to me to be able to do that. And I also extended the right hand of fellowship to all the children in the Sunday school classes, which is really an awesome experience too. So that was a wonderful morning, and then of course we had the parish picnic, which is always very nice. And then this afternoon, I got to attend a lecture by a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Eileen Schuler, who is a very famous Dead Sea Scrolls scholar, and I'll be posting bits and pieces of the lecture. I couldn't record it all, and I can't post it all because it's way the heck too long, but I can post some pertinent bits. Anyhow, I'd never heard her give a public lecture before, and I'd always wanted to. Now she, modest lady that she is, didn't even tell me this was coming up. I happened to just read about it in the paper one day, so I made sure to go to that. And then she saw me there, which was great, and she said, just wait here for me and I can take you home, which was nice. And then she said, oh, do you want to go and get some supper somewhere before we go to your place? And I said, sure, why not? So we went to this really nice family diner, and had a lovely meal. I had a grilled chicken Caesar wrap and these amazing fresh cut waffle fries. Really, really good stuff. So yeah, I don't know, today was just really nice because I got to spend time with friends and have a really good experience at church and, you know, got to hear this awesome lecture by someone that I'd always wanted to hear present talk about her subject. So it was just a great experience. I'm so happy that today turned out to be the boon that it was. So I shall end this for now, and I will see what I can post of this lecture. And I will talk to you all soon.